Is there such a thing as good compromise, or is compromise a bad thing?
Dave, that's a very good question, and I'm looking for another term besides good compromise, but I don't have one yet at this particular point. But let me say this. This concept of mutual concessions for the sake of fulfilling Romans chapter 12 and verse 18 is important, where it says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Sometimes there has to be some concessions, and where there needs to be some concessions, that's fine, as long as truth itself is not weakened. When we get to the point where truth would be compromised or truth would be weakened, then you would say, in essence, yes, it's a bad compromise. But to be able to get to the point where there are some concessions and some authority to maintain those concessions, then often that's the way to get things done. You do it in the church, you do it in the family, they do it in government. The key is you must make certain the truth itself is never compromised, diminished, or weakened.
I think that's excellent, Gary. In fact, I like the way you frame that. In fact, if we could use this word, maybe not good compromise, but appropriate compromise, there is a time when a concession is appropriate.